Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. We have technicality going on here. Sorry about that. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's great to be back with you. And I want you to know that we're going to be dipping into the amazing world of coaching today. And we have a great coach who has been with us before. You know, we talk to a lot of coaches, and I always tell folks, wherever you are, there is someone out there in whatever problem you might be having who can help you, who's a coach. I mean, you know, there are coaches who can help you with your family relationships. There are coaches who can help you in your business career. I mean, if you just lost someone near and dear to you, there are grief coaches who can help you. There is someone who can help, and you should avail yourself of their leadership. I always tell folks that the president of Google admits that he has a coach, and he works with his coach quite frequently. And you would think if the president of Google has a coach, it certainly would be good enough for you to have a coach. Our guest agrees with that. Her name is Stacy Castor. She has a great firm called North Executive Advisors in Novi, Michigan. And I think she agrees with me because she has said herself, everyone ought to have a leadership coach no matter the leader level you're at. She even has a coach to help her. So let us dip back into this world of coaches. Stacy was with us last week again, and today she's back with us again. Stacy, nice to have you with us. How are you? And what kind of a day is it in Novi, Michigan today? Is it a beautiful day?
Well, hello, Doug, and thank you for having me back. Yes, it is absolutely a gorgeous day out, ready to start the holiday weekend for sure.
Good for you. Good for you. Let me ask you a question. I know I want to point out a couple of things that are very, very important in your consideration. The fact is you have a consulting firm called North Executive Advisors. That's for folks who did not hear you last week. Your firm offers leadership training and coaching to leaders, and it's specific leaders at all levels. And you have written a book, and it's called The Leadership Navigator, Chart Your Course to Leadership Mastery. The book comes out next month in June. That's not far. Congratulations. I want to mention the fact that your mentorship guide that comes in the book has lessons, strategies, and a toolkit meant to follow everyone throughout their careers. And you put this together after over 25 years of experience as a senior business leader. I guess the big question is, the book is not going to replace active in-person coaching. It's going to be a guide. Am I right to that? Tell me.
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, it absolutely is. So there's three sections to the book. The first section are other leaders and collaborators that tell their leadership story. And the idea is for the reader to understand they're not alone. There are many leaders that have gone through struggles and strives to be able to get to where they're at. So you can hear from real people on how they move toward leadership. The second section are guides that teach you some leadership skills and how to work through certain pieces. And then the third and final section are templates. So now that you know those tools, how do you actually leverage those tools and implement them? And you're right, you mentioned it before. The idea is that I can bring this book and pick it up over and over again throughout your career as a leader, depending on what you're working on and where your struggles are at that time.
Let me ask you, I don't know the total book market, obviously, but I assume this is the kind of book that provides information that is not readily available right now. If it were, you wouldn't have gone to the trouble to do this. Would that be pretty accurate?
Yeah, that is really correct. And so the idea is that it's a one-stop shop. We have some stuff in there that people have known and maybe to use that give you some more details, but then there's also additional and new things that new organizations and through our research that they're proven to use that have made their leaders effective. So definitely some new things in there too.
You know, I bet you had a coach early in your career. Wouldn't that be right?
Absolutely.
You know, coaching has just, it's blossomed. It's a field that has totally blossomed. You've been in this arena for more than 20 years, 25 years. You've watched it grow, the coaching aspect. haven't you? And I assume you've been quite surprised at it. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, right. Coaching used to be seen as maybe that you were struggling, and so it was shameful to have a coach. And
yeah,
that
crutch.
Has completely
yeah, exactly.
flipped around. Yeah.
yeah.
It's flipped
yeah.
around that it's critical to succeed, that it's seen as a strength to have a coach. And you said it earlier, I even have a coach to run my business. It's how you talk out things and helps you be your authentic self. It's a thought partner in a safe environment to talk through the struggles and things that you're thinking through and going through with other people. You can talk about that with your peers or with your leader, but a coach will be that thought partner that maybe you need to talk about your peers or about your leader and how to think through things and give you different ideas outside your organization as well to be able to do it. So it is really a strength to have a coach today.
So someone should not be embarrassed if they're in a company, an employee, and the company brings in a coach like you to help their employees. They shouldn't be embarrassed about that, should they?
No, they should be proud because that
yeah.
means that the company's investing in them. When
yeah,
when somebody gets a coach, it means, right, somebody cares about you, they're investing in you because they believe in you. So be proud that you have a coach.
So tell me about your firm, North Executive Advisors. You have a great website. It really is thoroughly complete. It helps people build a future that is strong, strategic, and successful. And that's your goal, to help people. Tell me about it. You know, when did you start this firm? When did all this start for you?
Yeah, a few years ago I started it. So I was a senior leader for many, many years and saw the impact that coaching did for me. I also worked with a nonprofit where we took mid-level leaders and helped them get to C-level. And I wanted to expand beyond my local community and the teams that I led. And so I started North Executive Advisors for that reason, so I can help leaders around the world. And that's what I've been focusing on for the past few years in doing that. And I try to do it with companies and with individuals. So we have programs that work with both. So if your company doesn't have the funds to support you in that training, you can still come to us and we will still find a way to get you those skills that you need.
So basically, when someone comes to you on their own for coaching help, let's say they're in a business, they have a mid-level executive position, and they're somewhat disappointed, they don't see, you know, an increase in their position or their salary down the road. What do you do to help them? How does it begin?
I ask lots of questions. That's what coaches do to help understand what's going on. So when you go into coaching, you need to understand what is your goal, what are you trying to succeed? And it might be I'm trying to get to that next level, as you mentioned, or I'm struggling with delegating, or I don't have the relationships that I need. There might be many various things. So I'm trying to understand what does that leader need. And sometimes we do that through assessments as well. And these are validated assessments that really hone in on the skills of the leader. And you can then understand, okay, this is where maybe we need to focus. And we're very intentional on focusing on those pieces because leaders are very busy. And we want to make sure that we're spending the time wisely to really level up their skill set.
And when you start coaching with someone, typically how long does your engagement with that individual last? I guess it depends on them and their ability to be able to afford the coaching. But normally it's not just a couple of weeks coaching. It goes on for quite a lengthy period of time normally, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And on average, it takes at least 6 months to start seeing real change. And so I recommend a minimum of 6 months. So I have some clients that go 9 months to a year, and very rarely every now and then I have clients that I might be 18 months to 24 months in with them because they want to continue on leveling up on different things that they're identifying. But 6 months is really the minimum for you to really start seeing change and understanding it. It's kind of like waking up and saying, I want to lose that weight for that wedding this weekend. I want to develop that skill for the leader next week. You can't do that so fast. It does take time because you first have to unpack why and what's going on, and then we build in the new skills and build that into our DNA and how we work every day.
You know, it sounds like a long time. Let me just ask you, why do you think it takes 6 months to really start making a dent in improving them?
Yes, because a lot of times we go in with preconceived notions. We have limiting beliefs. We have reasons that, you know, have happened in the past. And ironically, a lot of times when we really dig in with a lot of my clients, we find that there's actually something that happened in their childhood that impacts the way they are professionally. And I'm not a therapist, so we don't get into the therapy side of things. But by us understanding what has happened, maybe it was a previous job, maybe it was when we were a child, maybe it was when we were applying for this current role, there are events that happen in our environment and in our past that impact the way that we are moving forward today. And so you need time to really understand what that is, and then you need time to start making that change. It takes, you know, they say it takes 6 weeks to create a new habit. It's actually longer. You need more time to make that habit, because my goal is that my client will be successful when they walk away and they don't need me anymore. They don't need me in the future. And the only way to do that is to build that habit and making sure they understand that skill, where they're starting to do it naturally and authentically.
You know, the other thing I find fascinating is you point out it doesn't matter what level you are in your position or in your career, coaching can help you at any level. So you actually, I presume, have different strategies of coaching no matter what the level the individual comes in. One could be a senior vice president and be getting, you know, very good help from a coach, as well as a newcomer to a company. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have anywhere from aspiring leaders to new leaders, mid-level, all the way up to, you know, CEOs and founders. And the point is what is that skill set? What do they need to understand and learn, and what are they striving to do? Because the reality is that you need to continue to learn no matter where you are at whatever leadership level, or if you want to be a leader and you're an aspiring leader. We have to continuously learn and grow as we go through our careers.
You have something called the Corporate Athlete Academy. Explain what that's all about at North Executive Advisors.
Yes. So Corporate Athlete Academy is something that we created for a couple reasons. One is 6 in 10 managers never receive proper management training, and about 75% of organizational issues are relational as opposed to technical. So it's extremely important. I want to change that fact. So when I've been a senior leader for many years, I understand how difficult it is to set time aside and budget for training and then figuring out how to implement what I learned even after that. So although I know how important it is to make sure that training still happens, as we just talked about, so in changing that stat, Corporate Athlete Academy takes training and implementation, and it goes hand in hand. So you can send a leader to training, and they can be taught some really great skills, but then they're on their own to fully comprehend it and hopefully implement it successfully. And then you have other leaders that we've been talking about that have coaching, and they help them level up their skills. However, their development goal may not be clear and resulting in overall coaching sessions becoming less effective. Where training shows you the skills, coaching helps you implement the skills in your own authentic way. And Corporate Athlete Academy combines both of those. We teach the leadership skills, and then we coach the leader through the implementation of what they learned. And I'll give you a quick example. So let's say I'm teaching someone how to do succession planning. Extremely important when you're a leader. In order for you to be able to level up, you have to have a succession plan for people behind you. So I will teach succession planning and how does that work, what are the things to think about it, the reasons behind it, and then I will coach the client on actually creating their own succession plan and implementing that plan, again, in their own authentic way. It's really important. And then we also do this for corporations or the individuals, but with corporations, for example, they might want to level up a whole group of leaders. So we'll dig in before we start any training and saying, okay, where are these leaders at? What are their skill sets today? We look at what the company's business goals are and what the culture is like, and we take all three of those things and put together a program specifically for them. So Corporate Athlete Academy is not only teach you and then coach you on implementation, but we're also going to customize it for what your needs are. And that way we can make sure we're taking, you know, we know it takes a lot of time to set aside for training, and we want to make sure that's really valuable, and we're teaching you the skills that you really need, not the ones that you already know.
That sounds great. That's very, very interesting. I know you've said that one of the great foundations for success is that a leader has emotional intelligence. Would you define that for me? What is that?
Yeah, so let's talk about the why emotional intelligence is so important first. You know, 58% of employees are influenced by job performance with emotional intelligence. And top performers, 90% have high emotional intelligence. So, and then if you want to expand that beyond companies, a company that prioritizes emotional intelligence is 22 times more likely to perform higher than companies that do not. So that's the why behind emotional intelligence. I actually have a client that recently did a CEO search, and their first criteria was that this CEO must be emotionally intelligent before anything else. So when you think of the skill set of what a CEO needs and this company prioritized that, it tells you how important it is. So I'm a certified practitioner in Genos emotional intelligence. There's many models out there. I like Genos because they've had over 20 years of global research with tens of thousands of people with varied backgrounds, nationalities, ages, industries, et cetera. And they have six competencies with this model, and I'll go over them briefly with you. So the first competency is self-awareness, and this is about being aware of the way you feel and the impact that your feelings have on your decisions, behaviors, and your performance. So when we're emotionally self-aware, we are present with the role feelings are playing in our decisions, right? And when we're not, we're often disconnected from this influence as well. And then the second competency is awareness of others. And this is about perceiving and understanding and acknowledging the way others feel. When we demonstrate this skill effectively, we come across as being empathetic. So if you think of a leader that's been empathetic, it's because they have this awareness of others. And people who don't demonstrate this skill can come across as being insensitive. So if you thought of that leader like, wow, they really don't care about me, that's because they don't have the awareness of others competency is usually the key to that. And the third competency is authenticity. And this is something that's near and dear to my heart. This is about being open and effectively expressing yourself, honoring commitments, and encouraging this behavior in others as well. So people that are high in authenticity are often described as genuine. So when you say, wow, that person is really genuine, it's because they're authentic when you translate on what they're doing. And then people that are low in authenticity, you may look at them as untrustworthy as well. The fourth one is emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to start to interrupt you. Continue where you were. All right. My problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. We'll go to the fourth competency. So this is emotional reasoning, and this is about the information and feelings from yourself and others when decision-making. So it involves considering your own and others' feelings when making decisions and then combining that with the facts and technical information that is a little more natural for us to take in, right? So you have to make sure that you're pulling in those emotions as well. And then number five is self-management. This is about managing your own mood and emotions, time and behavior, and continuously improving yourself. So when we think about, you know, being proficient in managing our own emotions, we're optimistic and we look to find opportunities and possibilities that exist even in the face of adversity. And it's often, you know, what we reference as someone that's being resilient. When we think of those resilient leaders, it's because they can manage those emotions. The last one is positive influence, and the self-management kind of alludes to it, but positive influence is about, you know, influencing the way others feel through problem-solving, feedback, and recognizing. They positively influence someone's mood, so therefore they're empowering people. So if you feel really empowered with your leader, it's probably because they have that positive influence as well. Yeah, those are the six competencies around emotional intelligence.
You know, I'm listening to these, and I'm thinking, how do you actually tell? How long does it take you to determine whether someone is being their true, authentic self? Deal with that for a moment. How do you tell? How can you really tell that?
Yeah. Well, your authentic self, one, the emotional intelligence we do assessments on, so you can do an assessment to see where you're at. That's one way to do it. The other way is through when we do coaching and we do what we call 360s, where we ask other people questions that work with you or are close to you. We can find different ways of doing it. There's different ways to be able to understand that. But when I was talking to Jim last week, we discussed how authenticity is one of the most important skills of a leader. And the reason why I believe this is because when you're your authentic self, you're able to be consistent, and consistency is one of the traits of success. The reason for this is if you're consistent, you build trust and respect by all those around you, your team, your peers, your leadership. And when you have trust, you can empower and enable others to achieve the goals of the organization. So if there's someone that you trust or that you see that they're consistent, they're being authentic, because it's easy for us to be ourselves, right? If we're trying to be someone else, we're not going to be able to be consistent that way. So that's where we go with, like, if someone is untrustworthy or we just kind of look at them and we're kind of questioning, they're probably not authentic. So that's an easy way to tell.
But it takes a little time to determine some of these factors, doesn't it? You can't tell right away by being someone how consistent they are, right?
Right. It is, you know, someone that you've worked with for a while, like I said, the assessments. But, yeah, it takes time, and then obviously takes time to make that change too. So if you realize, oh, I'm not authentic, well, now let's dig into why you're not. And it might be don't want to be vulnerable. It might be, lack of confidence. There might be different reasons why, what's stopping you from being authentic. Some people are perfectionists, and so they need to make sure that they're always on their game, and therefore they can't be a certain way in front of other people, even though that's really how they. So you're right, it takes time, and it's as you work with someone for a while, as you see them in action, you understand more about them and how they're doing it. And that's where the assessments come into play, because the assessments, you can do it just for yourself, but you can also have your leader and your peers and your team fill it out, and they're going to, and since it's anonymous, they're going to be really honest, and they're going to say, yeah, I don't really trust this leader, or they're not consistent, or there's key words that we look for that will tell us if they're being authentic or not.
I love what you say. It sounds, it makes so much sense, and I know it's probably very, very, it makes someone much more successful if you do it right, and I gather you do. Tell me a little bit about North Executive Advisors. I mean, you have a great website. Anybody interested should go to northexecutiveadvisors.com. Tell me how you work with, I know, companies and individuals, obviously. Do you work in person with everyone, or sometimes is it Zoom and telephone? Tell me a little bit about that aspect of the way you work.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say, pre-COVID, a lot of it was in person, but now we're very comfortable being behind the camera. So it is, it's a hybrid. I have some clients that they absolutely want to meet in person. They feel more comfortable doing that, and they believe that they have a better session doing that. And then I have some clients that actually are more comfortable being behind the camera. It makes them be more, it helps them be more vulnerable, because it, you do need to be vulnerable when you go through coaching sessions to be able to get to the root cause of what's going on and how you want to show up. So we do it both ways, and obviously that helps with working globally and working with global clients, but we will, I'll travel to clients if they want me to. Sometimes they travel to me. It just depends on their preference. And then for the Corporate Athlete Academy, when we do training, there's some classes that we say, look, this really needs to be in person, and usually it's like the kickoff or the end of it, or, midway through the training as well. So there are some situations that we say, yeah, this should really be in person to have the most impact and make sure it's worth your time. My big thing is making sure it's worth their time and their money. That's the most important thing, because if it's not, then we shouldn't be doing it. And I will be honest with the person and say, we really don't need to spend the money here, or we really don't need to spend time here, because you do have this skill set already. We will have those conversations.
That's good for you. You mentioned globally. Do you actually work with individuals or companies on a global basis?
I have worked with some individuals globally as well, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's great. I'm prompted to ask you if you could give me a success story of someone who came to you and after working with you for a while, or a company, that their coaching really made a difference. It was worth it after all. What about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So last week I shared with Jim about a client that had been with a company for over 20 years, and they wanted to do a new role. And obviously when you've been with a company for over 20 years, that's a scary thing to be able to leave. And through that, we were able to work through, get them set up for finding a new role. And once they found that new role, I coached them through being successful in that new role, because that new role was a promotion. Another example is that I had a client that was struggling with relating to their peers and their leadership. They had a great relationship with their team and no problem with getting work done with their team. But whenever they had to work with their peers and leaders, they really struggled in connecting and being able to work through their problems. And through coaching, we were able to identify the reasons behind why and how they communicated and acted differently with these two groups. Now we know we have to have different messages to our team or our peers or our leadership, but we were really digging in, like, why is it so different and why is it not effective like it was with their team? And it came down to past experiences of feeling the need to show up and always be perfect. And so we worked through ways to show up differently while maintaining their authentic self to build a stronger relationship with their peers and leadership. And what's beautiful about the work that we did, and it did take time, that now they are actually sought after from their peers and their leaders. They go to them first to be able to work through the project, you know, the projects and the issues that they're working with, because they have such a strong relationship with them now.
I think that's a great story, indeed. You know, I want to get back to your book. We only have a couple of minutes left. I want to point out the fact you have this book that you spent time, you know, writing. How long did it take you to put together? And what made you decide to do the book? How about that?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, it definitely took tenacity to get the book done. It is one of those things that you want to do, and you start working on it, and sometimes it can get a little rough some days, so you walk away and you come back. But it was important to me for us to be able to do this book, and the reason why is I wanted leaders to have a place that they could go to and a reference guide that they could pick up over and over again. But I also wanted them to hear from other leaders that they're not alone. So I was combining those two. It's really about empowering the leaders out there and the aspiring leaders to strengthen their skills and say, yes, you can do this, and here's the way to do it if you want that. So that was the reason why I did it. But yes, it's been probably about 6 to 8 months deciding, which is pretty fast-paced. I have a co-author, so between the two of us, we were able to get it done faster. Highly recommend a co-author if you're having struggles with tenacity. That helps quite a bit. But it's been a journey, and I'm super excited to get it released next month. And you can go to leadershipnavigatorbook.com and put in your information, and then we'll send out information once it is available for everyone. And we are going to do some special pricing for new release. So if you want to be on that list for the special pricing, that's how you do it, is to go to leadershipnavigatorbook.com and enter your information.
And would that be the best place to go to get the book, or will it eventually be in, you know, bookstores like Barnes & Noble or Amazon, et cetera?
Oh, yes, that? Great question. It's absolutely going to be available on Amazon. It's going to be available in the bookstores. We're going to have an e-book available if you prefer it on an electronic device, but you will also be able to get the paper book. I know it's one or the other. There's some people that love their electronic books, and there's some people that love the feel of a book in their hands, and we're going to have both available to you.
Well, that's great. It's by Stacy Kester, everybody. The book is called The Leadership Navigator, Chart Your Course to Leadership Mastery. And it comes out in just a couple of weeks. Comes out in June. That's very close. Stacy, thanks again for joining us today. We've run out of time. It's been a delight having you. Your website, again, is northexecutiveadvisors.com, everybody, if you want to know how to get in touch with Stacy, and that's where you'll find the information. Stacy, thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. Maybe we'll talk again, hopefully. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, my dear. Great having you with us. That's it for this edition, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Until then, take care. It's great having you with us. We love having you hear these shows. We love talking to coaches. Here we go.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We're the financial champion of goal getters. Because at Michigan Schools and Government Credit Union, we take the time to learn about your financial goals, like getting a new car, an RV to travel the country, or a boat for summer fun on the lake. With market-leading loan rates and no application fees, we'll help you reach those goals. So whether you're a road tripper or a lake lover, any Michigander is welcome to apply. Visit msgcu.org/loan and see how we can champion you.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.